Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with us. Having a great visit with Brian Carney. He's the co-author of Freedom, Inc., along with Isaac Goetz. Brian, tell us how we can find your book. And also, the main website for you is WSJ.com, right?
Yes, WSJ.com is where to find my day job work, and freedominkbook.com is a website with a lot of information about the books and links to, you know, articles about it, as well as radio programs where you and I have discussed it, for example, yeah. And an excerpt from the book. I believe the entire introduction is up there, so if people want more information about it, freedominkbook.com is the place to go.
Check it out. And, Brian, there's an interesting thing that you've been proposing and been reporting on called unlimited paid time off as an HR strategy. Now,
right.
That sounds like somebody from Bizarro World got together with somebody in Utopia and decided to put something together. Go ahead.
Well, you know, this first came to public attention recently because Netflix has gotten a lot of attention for having abolished vacation policy, and they have a PowerPoint presentation about their HR approach that has gone around the internet, and you can find it in various places if you want to check it out. But they said, look, you know, we know that people don't, you know, punch a clock at 9 and punch out at 5 anymore, and, you know, they have flexible lives, and if they need to do something with their kids one afternoon, but they, you know, they worked all day Sunday because of something that happened, we don't book those hours against them. We kind of trust them to manage their time and get their work done. So why should we say everybody gets 10 days or 15 days or 5 days, whatever it is, and, you know, then you have a whole bureaucracy that's supposed to keep track of these things and everything else. They said, we trust people to manage their work time. Why don't we trust them to manage their leisure time? And they got rid of it. And there's a, I think it was a, one of the Netflix executives who said, look, we don't have a dress code either, but people don't come to work naked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you hear two things about this idea. One is, what about the guy who just takes
leaves and doesn't come back, yeah.
Right, and says, oh, no, I'm on vacation. The more interesting reaction that I've found since I've talked to people about this and I've written some stuff about it are the employees who say, well, I like having a defined number of days because then I feel entitled to take them.
Right.
And if I have no days, then I'm afraid to take any because I feel like I'm going to be a slacker.
But part of the examples that you sent us was people who take off 90 days and be gone for 90 days. I mean, that's the kind of thing that would not be good in most small businesses, Brian.
No, it wouldn't. But you know what? The guy who takes 90 days and doesn't make any provision for his work is probably a guy who's hurting your business when he's there anyway.
So
what he's done is he's provided you with information about how useful he is, right?
And of course, when he comes back, you say, well, we decided to give you more time off.
Right. The next 90 is unpaid, you know.
Right.
See ya.
Yeah, and have a good life.
The worst fears, right, are for the most part not realized, right? If most people, in fact, as with most other aspects of their job, behave responsibly. And the people who don't are actually telling you something that probably you wanted to know anyway.
So maybe this is a way. Of course, as you know, if you ever want to find out who's stealing from you, it's probably the person who never takes a vacation. No, seriously. You know, that's how most corporate theft and corruption is identified, is somebody actually takes a vacation and then something happens and it starts the path down finding out, you know what's been going on.
Right. Somebody looks at their books because they weren't there.
That's right. That's right.
But they're afraid to leave their desk because
that's exactly right.
Now,
that's a real phenomenon. But so anyway, this is something that it seems to me, though, this has to become, this can't be something you could do on a whim. This has got to be a commitment and a corporate culture.
Well, it does have to be part of the corporate culture, and it has to be part of a package of things. And you know, for a complete picture of that, of course, I refer people to Freedom, Inc. And the discussions we have about the importance of culture there. And as I said, Netflix's policy is embedded in a broader philosophy. This PowerPoint presentation that you can find in various places is
probably
100.
Probably, if you just search Netflix paid time off, you could probably find it.
You could probably find it. It's 128 slides, right? Because it goes over a lot of elements of this, but it does. It has to do with people taking responsibility for their own jobs and the company saying, we're going to trust you to treat your freedom responsibly.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of small businesses, they'll put in these policies because they feel like it's something that they have to be a serious company.
Right.
But either they don't really keep track, or they wish they didn't have
to. Well, see, that was 20th century thinking. What you're talking about is 21st century thinking. And at some point in time, it's all going to settle down. But now, right now, we still have a foot in both worlds. Hey, Brian, thanks for being here. Good job today. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Jim.
Brian Carney, all the way from London, England, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.